Hello, Saints fans, and greetings from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, where tonight the New Orleans Saints will play their third preseason game and go head-to-head with the Indianapolis Colts. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome into our pregame report on NewOrleansSaints.com. This is the one we've been waiting for, John, the preseason game that looks the most like the regular season.
Well, exactly. This is the one you want to gauge yourself against your opponent. They have specifically game planned against the Colts, which means they are really in regular season mode.
This will be the toughest opponent they'll see in the preseason as well, a high-quality opponent in the Colts. And that means a nice matchup at quarterback tonight with Drew Brees going head-to-head with Andrew Luck for a good portion of this football game.
Well, Andrew Luck has played in the first two preseason games, so he won't have the same amount of rust as Drew Brees, if indeed Drew Brees exhibits any rust. Drew has been working out with his receivers when he couldn't practice, but he got back full time to practice, full contact, full everything in pads. So we'll see how Drew goes along as he tries to shake it off.
Brees said this week that he'd been taking it slow, but from what John and I saw in practice, he looks very good. Looks like his timing with his receivers, John, is up to snuff, and really the zip on his football looks as good as pre-injury at this point.
Well, the good thing about Drew Brees is he's been in this offensive system since 2006, since Sean Payton came to the Saints. So, you know, it's just a matter of getting that muscle recall.
Looks like all things offensively are going to be in place tonight for the New Orleans Saints. Not only does Sean Payton get Drew Brees back tonight, but up in front of Drew Brees, we may see the full offensive line intact and ready to go to start this preseason game.
And that'll be the first time. Guards Jarre Evans and Ben Grubbs have not been participants full-time this preseason, so you finally get them back on the offensive line. I think Jonathan Goodwin will probably start at center. That will be your starting interior line, and you have your offensive tackles in place also with Zach Streif and Teron Armstead.
Let's flip to the defensive side of the football, because much like the offense, looks like Rob Ryan's group may be intact and ready to go for the first time in the preseason.
Yeah, have not had Jarris Byrd nor Champ Bailey for a preseason game. Those guys are back to health, as well as Keenan Lewis and Patrick Robinson. We expect to see all of them on the field today.
All right, let's play the guessing game a little bit. We never really know, but John, best guess as to how long the starters play here in this third game.
Well, it'll depend on how efficient they are. Drew Brees said the offense generally goes the entire first half in that third preseason game. However, if they're efficient enough to score touchdowns on the first three possessions, they might come out a little bit early. Probably same for the defense. You want to see those guys get into a cohesion. You want to see them get into a rhythm, get some three and outs, and get off the field and force some punts, and that'll probably dictate how long they go. If they're inefficient, they might go into the third quarter.
All right, Reggie Wayne says he wants to play for the Colts tonight. Will he play? That's, I guess, the big question. If you're Chuck Pagano, what would you like to do with Reggie Wayne in his comeback from injury?
Well, if I'm Chuck Pagano, I handle Reggie Wayne the same way Sean Payton handled Marcus Colston last year. I wouldn't play him until the fourth preseason game, if then. Reggie Wayne is a veteran. He's probably headed to the Hall of Fame. You know he's going to go to the Colts Ring of Honor, and he already knows this offense. Needs to probably get his timing down with Andrew Luck, but he doesn't need a whole lot of work in preseason.
Other notes of to pass along for sure. Drew Brees anxious to play back here in the state where he played his college football. Purdue's about an hour away here from Indianapolis. Another note, he'll play in this building for the first time ever. He said he played in the RCA Dome, the old building here, but has never played a game in Lucas Oil Stadium. Also of note, good thing we're indoor at Lucas Oil Stadium. It is pouring rain currently in Indianapolis, so weather is just right underneath the roof here in this closed interior.
Yeah, we got a little bit of it coming in, but fortunately the teams won't have to slosh through it today out here on this turf.
All right, any other news and notes we need to pass along for tonight before we kind of get ready for kickoff?
Well, I think that's pretty much it. It'll be good to see that secondary in sync together. We know the offensive line has played together. Jarre Evans and Ben Grubbs have been starters. Those guys went to the Pro Bowl last year, but Jarris Byrd and Champ Bailey have not been in Rob Ryan's system in a game-like situation yet. This will be their first time.
All right, still plenty of position battles to evaluate tonight. Keep your eye on kicker. Keep your eye on the young wide receivers, and really a couple other spots, maybe in the defensive secondary, still up for grabs. That could be determined by how special teams play tonight. Also, if you're looking back to last week's preseason game number two, certainly the Saints would like to have better tempo here in game three and less of those yellow flags flying around as well.
Yeah, 22 penalties, way too many. I'm sure Sean Payton addressed that after the game. And also, the guys to watch, make sure you pay attention to who comes in second at quarterback. That might be the telltale sign of who's going to be the number two quarterback.
Good point. Ryan Griffin and Luke McCown both had a strong effort last week in a win over the Titans at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. Of course, John and I will be with you throughout the game tonight via of the social media platforms, Twitter, your Saints mobile app, all that will converge for you and also be anchored by NewOrleansSaints.com coverage. And then our crew here in Indianapolis will wrap it all up for you later tonight on NewOrleansSaints.com with locker room reaction, reaction from the head coach, and then John and I will put a wrap on it here from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 7 Central kickoff tonight, 8 Eastern, Saints and Colts. And we'll keep it right here with you on NewOrleansSaints.com.